Lord, we're very thankful that you have promised to be with us whenever and wherever we meet.
主，我们感谢您应许我们，不管我们在什么时候，人在哪里，你都与我们同在。
Your promise is simple. You have said where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
你的应许非常简单，你说两三个人，凡两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在他们中间。
And so, Lord, we thank you for the privilege of having you with us this evening. But more importantly, Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being with you this evening.
主啊，这是我们的荣幸，今天你能跟我们在一起。但是我们更高兴的是，是我们今天晚上能和你在一起。
Lord, we have come in order to hear and to understand and to obey the truth of God.
主，我们今天来的目的呢，是来听，来明白，以及来顺服神的话。
And with this objective, our prayer is that you will teach us by your Spirit and then draw us to yourself in such a way that we will follow you.
主啊，为了达到这个目的，我们祈求您的圣灵来帮助我们也吸引我们到您那里去，让我们能够跟随您。
So we give thanks now in Jesus' name, looking to you for blessing.
我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣的名，我们也仰望您的祝福。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, greetings, beloved. It's good to see each one here tonight as we open God's word and learn something from it to our benefit.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，问大家安啊，很高兴今天能够再一次的一起学习神的话，从中学习，今天希望今天晚上我们都能学到点什么。
The past 2 weeks, we were studying in detail two different words, salvation and justification.
那过去的两周呢，我们详细的查考两个词，一个就是得救，一个就是称义。
And it was just carrying on the theme that Brother Trevor Campstra started this early this year on how to study the Bible.
那我们现在正在讲的这个系列呢，还是就是 Trevor 弟兄在年初的时候开始的这个系列，就是怎么样研读圣经。
So we took these two words, salvation and justification, and looked through the scriptures on how those words are used to find their meaning.
所以我们就特别选了这两个词，然后我们再详细的看了一下，在圣经里面这两个词是怎么用的，以及它们的意思是什么。
When we study the Bible, we let the Bible speak.
所以当我们研读圣经的时候，我们是让圣经对我们说话的。
We don't put our ideas on the Bible and then try to make the Bible fit to our understanding.
而不是把我们的意思读进去，也不是让这个圣经的话来适应我们的想法。
Rather, what we do is we let the whole Bible speak to us. And that way we learn what the Bible truly says if we give it complete freedom to explain the difficult parts to us.
而且我们是让整本圣经来对我们说话，我们是完全敞开的，让圣经自己来解释它那个相对来说比较难的那个部分。
Now we could go on and study a great number of different words that we find in the Bible, but I'd like to move on to a little larger portion this evening of the Word of God, to examine a psalm that we can look at rather than just one word, we'll look at one chapter or one psalm this evening.
当然我们可以继续花好多节课来查考不同的词但是呢我今天晚上呢还是想把这个我们查考的范围从一个词呢扩大到一章或者说一段我们今天要特别的来仔细的看一首诗篇。
Now the psalm I've chosen is one that is very, very familiar, I think, to everyone here.
那我今天选的这个诗篇呢，我相信大家每一个人都很熟悉。
I'm referring to the beloved 23rd Psalm.
那我是想选的这个诗篇23篇。
It's the Shepherd Psalm.
这是一个牧者的诗篇。
So if you turn with me to Psalm chapter 23, and we'll read it for introduction.
大家和我一起翻到诗篇23篇，我们来把它读一下。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我却要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Now, when the Spirit of God placed this beautiful gem of a song in the Scriptures, He placed it between two other songs.
所以当圣灵把这一颗如宝石般宝贵的这个诗篇诗篇23篇放在这个圣经里的时候，他是把它放在了这个诗篇22和诗篇24的中间。
Psalm 22, which precedes Psalm 23, it speaks of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那诗篇23篇的前一篇，就诗篇22篇呢，讲的是主耶稣基督钉十字架。
And then the 23rd Psalm speaks of the shepherd.
然后诗篇23篇呢，讲的是这个牧羊人，是牧者。
And the 24th Psalm speaks of the King of Glory and his coming kingdom.
诗篇24篇呢，讲的是荣耀的君王以及他要来临的那个国度。
Now the Spirit of God makes no mistakes.
圣灵是不会犯错的。
Just as every word is inspired by God, so the placement of these psalms are also inspired by the Spirit of God.
那圣经里的每一个字呢，都是神所呼出的，是圣灵所呼出的。同样，这个每一个诗每一篇每一章的这个位置呢，也是圣灵所定的。
And so we have a little triplet here, three psalms that are connected in their thinking, theology.
所以呢我们在神学上可以看到这三个诗篇它是一组，它们三个是相互联系的。
We have in Psalm 22 the cross.
22篇呢，诗篇22篇讲的是十字架。
In Psalm 23 we have the crook, which is the shepherd's, the symbol of the shepherd that he uses to care for the sheep.
然后23篇呢，我们可以用一个词，也是一个 C 开头的词，就是这个牧羊人的这个杖呢，就是杖和杆，它是用来牧羊看顾羊用的。
And the 24th Psalm speaks of the crown.
然后诗篇24篇呢讲的是冠冕，冠冕这个英文词也是 C 开头的，所以这三个诗篇呢我们都可以用一个 C 开头的词来把它总结出来。
So in English we have an alliteration. I don't know how it works in Chinese, but in English it works very nice. The cross, the crook, and the crown.
所以这个在英文里面啊就是三个一组都是 C 开头的词，就是十字架，牧羊人的那个杆，还有就是冠冕，它都是 C 开头的，是非常美的这样一个总结啊。
And the cross for us represents the past, when 2,000 years ago the good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep.
那对我们来说呢，十字架呢意味着过去，是2000年之前我们的救主为我们舍命在十字架上。
And the good shepherd, the crook, represents the present time.When our great, the great shepherd of the sheep is caring for us in this present time.
那诗篇二十三篇里面的这个牧羊人用的这个杆呢，就是代表他现在在牧养我们，就是这个好牧人在每天每天的带领他的羊。
And then, of course, we have the crown. When the Lord Jesus comes to put down all rule and authority and takes.His great power, and he reigns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
那这个最后二十四篇里面的这个冠冕呢，是代表主耶稣将来他要击败这地上一切执政掌权的，他要在这地上建立他的国度，他要成为万王之王，万主之主。
And so the 23rd Psalm really is important for us because it tells of the shepherd's care for us right now.
所以诗篇二十三篇对我们今天来说呢特别重要，因为它告诉我们的就是这牧羊人呢，他现在此时此刻就在看顾我们。
And many have turned to this psalm in times of trouble and been comforted by those lovely words, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
所以历史历代很多的基督徒啊，当他们在困苦患难当中的时候，他们都会回到这个诗篇里面，就会得到很大的安慰，就是耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Now the Bible often compares humans to sheep.
那圣经呢常常把我们人了人类比成羊。
And the comparison is not always very flattering.
但这个比较呢不是那么平面的这个比较可不是一种褒奖啊。
Sheep need constant care. They seem to always be getting into trouble.
那羊呢总是需要牧羊人时刻的关照他们否则呢他们就总是会陷到各种麻烦当中。
They seem to be inflicted with various diseases and insects that bother them.
而且他们羊也很容易得病，然后有各种的害虫呢，也会影响他们。
And they need the protecting care of the shepherd because they have no natural defenses.
然后因为他们自己呢是没有天然的就保护自己的能力的，所以他们特别需要牧羊人的保护。
And so the sheep need a shepherd. They cannot live themselves by themselves.There are no wild sheep, except what we have in our mountains here, a different breed of sheep. We have mountain sheep, but there are no domestic sheep that will be able to survive on its own.
那所以羊呢是一定需要牧羊人的，就是离了牧羊人呢，羊是没有办法活的啊。当然，我们说的不是这个，就是野羊啊，那是另外一种品种的羊。我们说的是我们家养的这些这个羊呢，这个羊是离开牧人是不能活的。
Now notice the title of your Bible. It says a Psalm of David.
大家现在注意一下这个诗篇二十三篇的这个题目啊，就是大卫的诗。
Now that's an inspired title for the psalm. It's a Psalm of David.
那这个大卫的诗这个题目呢也是圣灵所默示的。
Now, David was a shepherd.
因为大卫呢他自己就是个牧羊人。
And many men of God have been shepherds.
嗯，很多属神的人，属神的人呢，他们都做过牧羊人。
We read of Abel in the earliest times of history that he was a keeper of the sheep.
嗯，比如说追溯到历史上最早的第一个看羊的人呢，就是亚伯。
We think of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. They all had great flocks of sheep.
然后我们再想到还会想到亚伯拉罕以撒和雅各，他们都是牧羊人，而且他们家里的羊啊特别的多。
And then we think of Moses, that great man of God who had to be trained in the wilderness for 40 years and God trained him as a shepherd.
嗯，然后我们再想到摩西啊，这个属神的一个伟人，那神必须他也是个牧羊人，而且神呢要把他在旷野啊花了40年时间把他训练成一个牧羊人。
And it wasn't until he had finished his schooling as a shepherd that he would shepherd God's people to the promised land.
而且只有当他在牧羊的这个工作上，这个学校里毕业了以后呢，他才能够去牧羊神的民呢。
And of course, David, as we mentioned, he was an outstanding shepherd.
当然还包括大卫啊，大卫是一个特别出色的牧羊人。
And so we want to look just a little bit at David, the author himself.
所以我们现在来花点时间来看看这个诗篇的作者大卫自己。
After the people had rejected God as being their king and their shepherd, God allowed the people to choose a king for themselves.
嗯，那当这个以色列人呢拒绝神做他们王以后呢，神就许可他们自己选一个王。
The man they chose was a failure, Saul.
但是人选出的这个王呢，却是个失败者，他就是扫罗。
So God said, "I'm going to choose a man after my own heart."
然后神说，那我要按我的心意来选一个人做王。
And so he sent the prophet Samuel up to Bethlehem to a Bethlehemite named Jesse who had 8 sons.
然后呢，神就差遣这个撒母耳啊，到了这个伯利恒去，找到一个伯利恒人叫耶西的，耶西他有八个儿子。
And God told Samuel, I want you to anoint one of Jesse's sons to be king over Israel.
然后神告诉撒母耳说，我要你膏耶西其中的一个儿子，他要成为以色列的王。
Well, you probably know the story. The 3 oldest sons passed by Samuel, and Samuel thought that each one of them looked like they could be king. They were fine looking men.
嗯，然后呢，大家可能都记得这个故事啊。当这个头三个，老大、老二、老三走过去的时候呢，撒母耳说：“哦，他们每一个都很好，都很适合做王啊。”
They had been chosen by Saul to be in his army.
嗯，而且呢，扫罗是把他们这三个大哥都已经征召到这个自己的军队里去了。
But as each of Jesse's sons passed before the prophet Samuel, God said to Samuel, no, none of these ones.
但是当这个耶西的这个儿子们一个一个从先知撒母耳面前走过的时候，神告诉撒母耳说，不是的，这其中哪一个都不是。
And after they had all been presented to Samuel the prophet, Samuel inquired and said, Lord, asked Jesse, do you have any more sons?
嗯，然后这七个儿子都走过去以后呢，撒母耳就问这个耶西，你还有没有其他的儿子了？
Well, Jesse said, oh yes, there's David, the youngest, but he's keeping the sheep.
嗯，然后耶西说，哦，还有一个小儿子，叫大卫，但是他现在在看羊呢，在牧羊呢。
And so Samuel said to Jesse, get David here. And he anointed him in the presence of his brothers.
然后撒母耳就对耶西说，你赶紧把他叫回来。然后等大卫来了以后呢，耶西就不是撒母耳就当着他弟兄的面呢告了大卫。
No, David, he was overlooked in to be able to attend the feast with the famous prophet Samuel.
嗯，你看大卫他被他的爸爸忽视啊，因为他在看羊嘛，然后他爸爸甚至都没有让他来见这个著名的先知撒母耳。
But Jesse knew the value of David.
嗯，但是现在耶西知道那个大卫这个儿子的价值了。
He knew that his sheep would be safe.With his son David.
嗯，他知道他的这个耶西知道他的这个羊啊，在他儿子大卫的手里是安全的。
You see, God had His eye upon David for years and years.
然后大家都知道，神的眼目啊是在大卫的身上，每年每年都是这样。
We read in Psalm 78 and verse 70.
啊，我们读一下诗篇的77篇。The 70th.
Verse 70 says, He also chose David his servant and took him from the sheepfolds, from following the ewes that had young, he brought him to shepherd Jacob his people.
Which Psalm?
Psalm 78, sorry.
Oh, 78, 我说错了，78篇的七十节。
Psalm 78
and verse 70. 又拣选他的仆人大卫，从羊圈中将他招来。
It says he also chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds, from following the ewes that had young he brought him, to shepherd Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance.
又拣七十和七十一节，又拣选他的仆人大卫，从羊圈中将他招来，叫他不再跟从那些带奶的母羊，为要牧养自己的百姓雅各和自己的产业以色列。
And so God had His eyes on this young shepherd boy who faithfully looked after his father's sheep.
所以神的眼目，他是一直都在看着这个。小羊倌大卫的，因为大卫一直都忠心的在看顾他爸爸的那几只羊。
Now, to be a shepherd is not an easy job.
做牧羊人呢，可不是一个容易的工作。
It means being outside in all kinds of weather.
是不管什么样的天气啊，他都要在室外工作的。
It sometimes means meeting dangerous animals.
有的时候他会遇见猛兽的。危险的动物。
It means over and over and over again, you must care for those sheep for everything that they need.
而且你要一遍一遍的啊，永不止息的去看顾那些羊的需要。
It means that you might be away from home for months on end.
它也意味着你可能几个月要离家，不能回去。
It's a lonely, hard existence.
它是一个非常艰辛的又是很孤独的一个工作。
But it was there that David learned the valuable lessons of faithfulness to his father's wishes.
但是就在这样的牧羊的过程中，大卫学习了这样一个功课，就是要对他的父亲忠诚。
And he could go to his father, and his father might ask him one day and say, "Well, how did it go today, David?" David would say, "Well, Father, a bear came and snatched a young lamb out of the flock, but I went and I took it, and I killed the bear and saved the lamb."
可能有这么一天啊，大卫回到家，他爸爸就问他说，大卫，你今天一天过得怎么样？大卫说，今天有一只熊来，叼走了一只羊羔，然后我就去追赶这个熊，把熊打死了，把羊羔救下来了。
Another time a lion came. And instead of running away, David grabbed the lion by the beard and smote him with his rod and he killed the lion and took the lamb from the mouth of the lion.
那还有的时候呢是来了狮子，那大卫没有在狮子面前逃跑，相反呢他抓住狮子的胡须啊，然后把狮子给打死，把羊救下来。
But he was also a very tender shepherd.
那同时呢，大卫还是一个非常温柔的 牧羊人。
In verse 71, it says, he followed the ewes that had young or were about to give birth to their young.
嗯，然后你看我们这个诗篇78的这个71节，他说跟从那些带奶的母羊啊，这个母羊有可能是刚生的小羊，也可能是还怀着孕的母羊。
So when the ewes are about to give birth, they often get very restless.
嗯，所以当这个母羊啊，它马上就要生小羊的时候呢，它会非常的烦躁不安。
That's why farmers in this country put them in an enclosed place when they're about to give birth. Because if they don't, they sometimes wander away, out of sight to give birth.
那所以在我们这个国家碰到这种要生小羊的母羊啊，一般这个农场主会把它关在一个封闭的地方，让它不能走远，因为这个时候如果你把它放到野地里呢，它可能会自己就走了，就离群到不知道到什么地方去了。
But David, with his tender care, as God points out here, that he followed the ewes that are about to give birth.
嗯。
And then he wouldn't disturb them. He would follow them, and when they gave birth, the shepherd was there to take the lamb and carry it back to the flock.
嗯，但是你看诗篇78的71节里面，这里说大卫是在后面啊悄悄的跟着这些母羊，他没有把它圈起来，然后也没有去惊扰它，他就母羊在前面走，他就跟着，直到这个母羊呢把小羊生下来。那个时候呢，这个牧羊人在牧羊的身边，牧羊也是安全的，然后牧人呢也可以及时的把小羊和牧羊都带回来。
And so verse 72, it gives an account of David's very successful reign as king over Israel.
嗯，然后在这个72节里面啊，就对大卫在这个掌管统治这个以色列的这个期间，他的这个功绩啊，给了一个非常高的一个评价。
It says, so he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands.
嗯，于是他按心中的纯正牧养他们，用手中的巧妙引导他们。
But David, this Psalm gives us the principles of which guided David in his very successful life as a king over Israel.
嗯，那这个诗篇再回到诗篇23篇啊，这个诗篇23篇呢，就是它这一个主题呢，就是神是怎么带领大卫成为一个优秀的这个王的。
But David also realized that he needed a shepherd.
嗯，大卫自己他知道他也需要一个牧者。
And so he wrote this psalm, no doubt on the hillside, meditating upon the goodness and care of God. He wrote this psalm, and we have the account of it here that is living for us today.
嗯，那大卫我们猜想他可能是在一个山坡下啊，一直坐在一个山坡上，然后他在默想神这一路来是怎么带领他的，默想神的本性啊，然后写下这首美丽的诗篇。然后这首诗篇今天对我们来说也是一个活的诗篇呢。
He says here he begins his psalm by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want."
那诗篇一开篇就说耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Now, it's important in scripture to take note of the names of God, especially in the Old Testament.
嗯，那我们在读经的时候啊，特别要关注就是神的名字啊，特别是在旧约的时候，神提到了很多神的名字。
We sometimes read of God, we sometimes read of the Lord, we sometimes read of the Almighty, different names that God uses in the Old Testament.
所以在旧约的时候呢，有的时候我们读到的神称为神，有的时候称为耶和华，有的时候称为全能者。
For example, in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth."
那比如说创世纪的一章一节里面说，起初神创造天地，就用的是神，就是 God 这个词。
That's the Hebrew word for, or Elohim is the Hebrew word we translate God in the Old Testament.
那这里的它这个希伯来的原词啊，就叫 Elohi， 就是在圣经里面就把它翻译成神。
And this is a name of the Creator God, the all-powerful Creator God.
用这个神的这个词呢，一般都是指这个大能的、全能的创造者。
And that brings out his character as the all-powerful one.
那这个名字呢，就表现出他的这个特点，就是他是全能的那一位，大能的那一位。
And that word is used, that name is used countless times in the Old Testament.
那这个旧约用神这个名字的时候呢，这是数不清的，好多好多次。
But that's not the word that David uses.
但是大卫在这里呢，却没有用这个词来称呼神。
He uses the name of God, Lord.
那他称呼的是耶和华，就是 Lord 这个词。
Now,Turn with me to Exodus chapter 6.
大家一起翻到出埃及记的六章。
Exodus chapter 6.
Verse 2. 第二节。
And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord.Jehovah.
第二节，神晓谕摩西说，我是耶和华。
He says, I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name, Lord, I was not known to them. I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage,In which they are strangers. They were strangers.
第三节和第四节，我从前向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显现为全能的神，至于我名耶和华，他们未曾知道。我与他们坚定所立的约，要把他们寄居的迦南地赐给他们。
Now Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, although they knew of the name of the Lord.They did not know the full, they didn't have full understanding of what that really meant.
亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各虽然他们知道这个耶和华这个名字，但是他们并不完全明白这个名字所代表的意义。
The name Lord is the personal name of God himself.
那耶和华这个名字啊，是神自己个人的名字。
It's the name that he uses when he makes a covenant with his people.
是当神跟他的属他的民立约的时候，他用这个名字。
It's the word that we transliterate in English, Jehovah, perhaps in Chinese as well.
那在英文的这个译本里面把它翻译成耶和华 Jehovah， 就跟我们中文一样，是称他为耶和华。
Again, in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. Isaiah 42 and verse
8. 以赛亚书的42章八节。
I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory I will not give to another.
我是耶和华，这是我的名，我必不将我的荣耀归给假神。
And so that name is the personal name of God himself, is the Lord, the Jehovah.
所以耶和华这个名呢，是神称呼自己的一个个人的名字。
Now, Jesus is the name Jesus means Jehovah the Savior.
那耶稣这个名字的意思就是耶和华是拯救 是救主
When the Lord Jesus came into the world Remember who announced his birth
当主 当耶稣进到这个世界的时候，还记得是谁宣告了他的出生吗？
They were shepherds out on the hillside.
那就是在野地里的牧羊人。
They announced the birth of the Lamb of God, who would take away the sin of the world.
是他们首先宣告了这个神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的这个羔羊的诞生。
But this one that was born would be the greatest shepherd that had ever set foot on the earth.
那这个出生的这一位啊，是这个人类历史上以来有史以来最伟大的牧者。
He is the one that's called I am the good shepherd.
他称自己是，他说我是好牧人。
I lay down my life for the sheep.
我为羊舍命。
Now David risked his life for the sheep, but the Lord Jesus not only risked his life for the sheep, he gave his life for the sheep.
那大卫呢，为了保护他的羊啊，愿意付上生命的，就是冒着生命危险去保护他的羊。那主耶稣不仅冒着他的生命危险，而且他是真的把他的生命给舍了。
Now David knew the Lord. That is, he had a personal relationship with Jehovah.
所以大卫呢，他是认识耶和华的，所以他跟耶和华之间，跟神之间是有一个个人的关系的，所以他在这里用耶和华这个名。
And in that personal relationship, he completely trusted the Lord, just as the sheep would trust the shepherd.
那在这样的大卫和神的这个个人的关系里啊，就像羊是怎么样信任牧羊人的，大卫就是如何全然的信靠耶和华的。
Now, if you have entered into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you can count on His care for everything.
所以当你和神建立了个人关系了以后呢，你就可以把你自己的一切都交在他的手里，都放心的依靠他。
He says, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
所以他说耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
And this introductory verse takes us right through the psalm, and it tells us about the shepherd's care for every part of our life in here, and takes care of the future as well.
所以这个诗篇的第一节啊，它是统领了整个诗篇呢，它贯穿了整个诗篇，就是耶和华看顾我们所有的需要，不仅是未来的需要，也在今生此时此刻他也看顾。
Paul, writing to the Philippians, said, "My God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." That's Philippians 4:19.
那保罗在腓立比书的4:19里面对腓立比教会的人说，我的神呢，必照他荣耀的丰富在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
And so David could count on the Lord. Even though his life was full of hardship and danger, he had many enemies, his life was endangered many times, yet he could count on the Lord to meet every need that he had.
所以大卫呢是可以全心的倚靠神，他可以放心的倚靠神呢，可以满足他所有的需要。尽管大卫的一生中有很多的困难，很多的危险，有很多的敌人，他常常处于危险的境地，但是他依然放心的倚靠主。
Because Christ has inexhaustible riches in glory to supply whatever need we might have in this place where we live, in time and in the world.
因为我们的神呢，他是有一切丰盛的、不可胜数的这个丰盛和荣耀啊，他完全有能力满足我们在今世在此地的一切的需要。
And he will meet our needs and make us content.
他会满足我们的需要，使我们满足。
If we're trusting that the good shepherd knows exactly what we need, and he supplies it to us, then we can rest content in the knowledge that he is caring for our every need.
所以当我们知道我们的牧者他知道我们一切所需的而且他可以供应我们一切所需的时候呢我们的心里就有了平安就有了安息我们里面就有了满足因为我们知道神会看顾我们的。
And so he says in verse 2, he goes on, he says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures.
所以第二节他接着说他使我躺卧在青草地上。
Now, for a sheep, a green pasture is a wonderful thing, and to be full and not be able to eat anymore, but to lie down with all this abundance around us. That is what he has brought us into.
那青草地啊，对羊来说可是太好的一个地方了。在青草地上，不仅它可以吃个饱，吃个够，而且它可以躺在那里，可以全然的安息。这就是主把我带到的境地。
But when those sheep, he makes them to lie down. He quiets the sheep. He has them lie down so that they might be able to chew their cud. In other words, as a previous lesson, to meditate upon the goodness of God and the word of God that we have taken in.
所以当一个牧者把羊带到青草地上然后使羊吃饱了躺在草地上的时候呢这些羊呢就开始倒嚼了就是开始反刍了就把他们原来吃进去的草再翻出来嚼就是我们以前讲过的这个话题就是默想神的话把神的话变成自己的营养。
And then further, it says in verse 2, he leads me beside the still waters.
而且第二节后半段他接着说领我在可安歇的水边。
Now, sheep of, like anyone, like you and I, we need the water. We cannot survive more than 3 days without water.
那羊和我们人一样啊我们都需要水。如果三天不喝水的话我们可能就会死的。
And so we need to constantly be refreshed.By this nourishing water.
而且我们是不断的需要这种有这好的这个水啊使我们不断的恢复体力。
Now, I wondered about this verse, why the still waters? Until one day I was talking to a friend of mine, a woman, who had grown up on a sheep ranch in northern Alberta.
那我一直其实都不太明白这句话就一直在想这句话可安歇的水边或者说安静的水边是什么意思直到有一天呢我遇到了一个我的朋友那他是从小是在这个一个养羊的农场长大的他是在那个安省的这个北部的一个农场长大的
So I asked her about this is why the still waters?
是阿尔伯塔省的北部然后我就问他了为什么这里圣经说是可安歇的水边呢
Oh, she said, sheep don't like turbulent waters, running waters. It makes noises and they get very nervous around running water.
因为他告诉我说他说羊啊不喜欢那个流水也不喜欢那个湍急的流动的水因为这个流动的水发出来的声音呢会让他特别紧张 会让羊特别的紧张
Sheep would prefer to drink out of muddy stagnant water than to drink out of a running brook
所以羊啊他宁可去喝那个就是那个泥塘里面看上去不太干净的但是它是那个静止的水他也不去喝那个小溪里面那个流动湍急的那个水
So the shepherd would lead them to a place where the water comes and forms a pool, a quiet pool, or he may make one by building some rocks, make a small dam, and make an area that his sheep can comfortably satisfy themselves.
所以这里面这个牧羊人呢他可能要不然就是把羊带到一个像池塘一样的地方有一片静水啊就是不流动的水让他们喝或者呢他可能自己会围一个坝然后让这个河水呢在这个地方可以停下来静止下来成一个小池塘让这个羊可以在这里喝饱。
Now, how might we apply that to our lives?
那我们怎么把这个应用在我们自己的生活中呢？
The world also offers all kinds of entertainment, all to try and refresh our spirits. People seek pleasure from the world or the profit from the world. They try to get satisfaction out of worldly things and they never satisfy them at all.
那我们这个人呢总是世界也给我们提供各种娱乐啊各种让我们休闲的这种活动我们人呢也总是不停的想在世界里找到这种满足找到这种让我们身心放松的这样的方式但是总是不能解决我们真正里面的这个饥渴我们总是不满足。
This world's pleasures can never satisfy the spirit of a sheep.
所以这个世界的这个快乐啊永远不能满足我们这些羊里面的这个需要。
The refreshment of the Spirit of God, that speaks of the water, quiet pools where we can feed upon the Word of God and the Spirit can refresh our souls.
所以这里这个可安息的水边或者说这个净水啊它指的就是神的话只有神的话呢才能够真的使我们的灵更新呢使我们的灵能够重新变得有力能够得着补给得着满足。
Then we have here the next verse 3.
然后我们再看下一节第三节。
He restores my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
The word restore there is the word to bring back.
这里的苏醒的词就是把它带回来的意思。
And so the, when I go astray, like all we like sheep have gone astray, the Bible says. We have turned every one to his own way.
圣经说我们都如羊走迷啊各我们都偏行己路如羊走迷。
But the great restorer, the great shepherd, he brings us back when we wander.
但是我们这个大牧者大牧人当我们这个走丢的迷路的时候他把我们带回来。
Satan sometimes is the great thief. If you turn to John chapter 10 verse 27, please.
那撒旦呢他却是一个最大的一个贼一样我们可以翻到约翰福音的十章二十七节。
John chapter 10, verse 10, yes, thank you.
约翰福音的十章十节。
Yeah, there it is, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy, but I have come.That they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
盗贼来无非要偷窃杀害毁坏我来了是要叫羊得生命并且得得更丰盛。
Our souls can be torn and damaged by Satan's lies, by his trickery, and we can suffer a great deal from the damage that this one does to us.This enemy of our souls.
所以我们灵魂的这个敌人呢就是撒旦。我们的灵魂会被撒旦的谎言和他的一些诡计毁坏伤害到这个非常痛苦的程度。
But the Lord is the great restorer. He is the one that searches out the wayward sheep and he brings them back.And he restores their soul.
但是神呢他是那个最伟大的这个修复者啊他会把我们这些走丢的羊受伤的羊找回来然后重新把我们使我们的灵魂重新苏醒。
Satan seeks to destroy, but the Lord Jesus is the one who came to give life and life more abundantly.
那撒旦来呢他是要来毁坏我们的但是主来呢是要让羊得生命的而且得得更丰盛。
Sometimes the the sheep that wanders must be disciplined.
那有的时候啊，这些就是走迷路的羊啊，它需要被管教。
I remember reading a story, of a shepherd there was one sheep that always followed at the very heels of the sheep. Where you saw the shepherd, that sheep was always close to him.
那我曾经听过一个故事啊，就是有这个羊群里有那么一只羊啊，它总是紧紧的跟着这个牧人的这个脚后跟呢，这个牧人走到哪里，它就跟到哪，紧紧的跟到哪里。
And one day someone asked the shepherd, why does that sheep particularly stay so close to you?
那有一天有个人就问这个牧羊人，他说为什么这只羊啊，它特别的要紧紧的跟着你呢，跟你走得这么近呢？
So the shepherd answered, he said, years ago, that sheep, when it was very young, it always ran away on its own.
然后这个牧羊人就说，几年前啊，当这只羊还很小的时候啊，它总是喜欢随便乱跑。
And it was always in danger of getting lost or getting hurt.
然后它总是因此呢，有的时候受伤，有的是面临危险。有的时候是跑丢了。
So what he said, I took the leg of that lamb and I snapped it. I broke his leg.
然后他说，那我就把这只羊的一个腿骨啊给折断了。
And then I bound that leg up. I splinted it and bandaged it up.
然后我又把这个腿骨啊给那个复位，然后给它绑好捆好。
And then I carried that lamb until it was well enough to walk again.
然后我就一直抱着这个羊，直到它这个伤口长好了，可以重新走了以后，我就把它放。
When it was well enough, that lamb never ever left my side again.
等它的伤好了以后呢，那这只羊就再也不离开我了。
Now turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12.
我们翻到希伯来书的十二章。
And verse 5.
第五节。
And this is a quotation from a proverb.
那这句经文引自这个箴言的一节经文。
And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教。被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
Sometimes when we're wayward as Christians, God has to bring discipline into our lives.
所以我们作为基督徒啊，有的时候神会在我们的生活中给予管教的。
He may have to take something away that's very dear to us.
也可能他把我们非常看重 的东西拿走。
He may have to give us something that we don't want.
又或者呢，他给我们一些我们不想要的东西。
But all this is done. This discipline is done because he loves you.
但主之所以这样管教我们，都是因为他爱你。
Now verse 11 concludes this.
然后这个希伯来书的这个十二章十一节啊，做了一个总结。
Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
十一节，凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经练过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
See, to restore our souls, sometimes it needs discipline.
所以为了让我们的灵魂苏醒啊，有的时候主是需要管教我们的。
Because if he let us go, our great enemy of our souls might do some destruction in our lives.
因为如果他放任我们不管的话呢，那我们这个我们的灵魂的敌人呢，这个撒旦他就会大大的毁坏伤害我们。
But once he brings us back, the verse goes on to say, "He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake."
我们再回到诗篇二十三篇啊，第三节，当我这个灵魂苏醒了以后呢，他接着说，就为自己的名引导我走义路。
Now notice in verse 2 and verse 3, it talks about he leads. He leads me beside the still waters. He leads me in the paths of righteousness.
You mean the...
He leads, yes. The shepherd leads.
所以他这里一直都在讲这个引领啊，就是二章他领我到青草地上，领我到可安息的水边，这里又说引导我走义路。
The old Eastern shepherds, that's how they trained their flocks to follow them.
那这个中东的这个牧者啊，他们都是这样训练他们的羊的，他就是走在前面让羊跟着他们的。
I saw this with my own eyes a few years ago.
那我是多年前呢，是我亲眼看见他们是这个中东牧羊人是怎么带领羊的。
We were touring in the land of Jordan and I saw an Arab shepherd, and he was walking in front of the sheep, and all the sheep in single file followed one after the other behind him.
那我们当时是在这个约旦呢旅行，然后我看到一个阿拉伯的这个牧羊人呢，他是在前面走，然后他的后面的羊啊是排成一行，一只跟着一只的走在他后面。
In most of the world, the shepherds, they use dogs to round up the sheep and to keep them in order.
但是这个西方的牧羊人，他们是用这个牧羊犬的，是要靠这个牧羊犬把这个羊群给聚拢来的。
But that wasn't the ancient way.
但是这个古老的这个牧羊的方法不是这样的。
That the sheep would follow the voice.Of the shepherd because they knew him.
那古老的牧羊法呢？在中东的地方，它是羊是认得牧羊人的这个声音的，这个牧羊人的声音来呼唤羊，羊就跟着他走。
And David would know every sheep by name. They would give them names, and David knew every sheep by name.
那大卫呢？应该是。知道他每一只羊的名字的，他会给每一只羊取名字，然后他也认识每一只羊。
Now turn to John chapter 10 and verse 27.
现在我们再翻到约翰福音的十章二十七节。
Here we see the great shepherd of the sheep.
我们在这里看一下这个羊的最伟大的牧羊人呢。
Here's what he says.My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand.
27和28两节，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
So the sheep know the voice of the shepherd and they follow him.
所以羊是认识牧羊人的声音的，而且跟着牧羊人。
So when we read back to Psalm 23, we read again in verse 3.
我们再回到诗篇二十三篇啊，再读一遍第三节。
He leads me in the paths of righteousness.
他引导我走义路。
After restoration, discipline and restoration, he leads them into paths of righteousness.
所以当主管教我以后，使我的灵魂苏醒以后，他就在前面带着我走义路。
But notice it's for his name's sake.
而且我们要注意到这里说是为自己的名。
It's not only for the good of the sheep to follow the shepherd.But it's also has to do with the shepherd's reputation.
所以这里面他带领羊走一路不仅是为了羊的益处啊，而且也是为了这个牧羊人自己的名自己的名啊。
The name sake means the honor of his name as the good shepherd.
那为自己的名的意思就是为了他作为一个好牧人他的这个名声。
David could report back to his father and say, Father, I didn't lose any of your sheep.
那大卫可以到他的父亲说父亲啊我没有丢失你的任何一只羊。
And so the Lord Jesus, the great shepherd, again in John chapter 17, we read,
主耶稣也是一样的我们看约翰福音的十七章。
We read in verse 12.
十二节。
While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled.
我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也护卫了他们，其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。
Judas was a special case. He was marked out.Early, but of all the rest that the Father gave to Jesus, he lost none.
那这个卖主的这个犹大呢，是一个特例啊。他在一开始的时候，主就已经把他剔出来了。但是其他的所有的人都被保全了。
In the same way, David could trust the good shepherd that he would never, ever be lost.
所以大卫也一样，他可以相信他的这个好牧者，他永远不会。
The reputation of the shepherd was at stake here. His honor.
所以这里面讲为了自己的名啊，其实就是为了维护这个牧羊人他的这个名声，为了他的这个荣誉啊。
Let's go over to verse 4 now.
现在我们来看第四节。
He says, "Remember being led in the paths of righteousness." This psalm continues on through with connected thoughts.
你看第三节他讲在引导我走义路啊，他接着这个思路，这个接着这个相关性继续往前展开。
So it's the good shepherd who is leading the sheep through this valley of death.
所以是这个好牧人呢，带着这个羊啊，走过这个死荫的幽谷。
He says, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me.
所以他说我虽然行过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害因为你与我同在。
The great enemy of man's soul is death.
那人的灵魂的最大的敌人就是死亡了。
It's the mother of all fears.
它是我们一切这个惧怕的这个源头啊。
Say for example, the fear of spiders, its death is behind this, the fear of spiders. All fears have its source in death.
比如说有人怕蜘蛛啊，其实它背后呢也是因为怕死亡，所以死亡是所有人的一切惧怕的这个源头。
We all have to travel through this valley of death.
所以我们必须要行过这个死荫的幽谷。
But notice it's the valley of the shadow of death.
但是他这里面说的是死荫的幽谷，就是死亡阴影的幽谷。
Remember our first parents in the garden when God had given them a commandment not to eat of the tree.Of the knowledge of good and evil, for in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die.
还记得我们的这个第一对祖先，就是亚当夏娃，在他们在伊甸园的时候，神给了他们一个命令，让他们不要吃这个分别善恶树的果子，说你们吃的日子必定死。
Because they disobeyed God, that promise was made true, and man that day began to die physically, but had died spiritually.The day that they disobeyed God's commandment.
所以这但是因为他们背逆了神呢，所以这个神的这个 这个话呢就应验在他们的身上了。虽然在他们吃果子那一天呢，肉身并没有死，但他们的灵里已经死了。
And so mankind is walking through this valley of the shadow of death ever since.
所以自此以后呢，人就一直走在这个死荫的幽谷里。
There is, and at the end of that is death itself.
然后这个死荫的幽谷的尽头是什么呢？就是死亡本身了，死亡自己了。
But thank God that our good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep and took it again, this commandment he received from his father.
但是感谢我们的主啊，这个我们的好牧人呢，他为羊舍命，而且他死了以后呢，他又把他的命夺回来，取回来，就是按照父的命令。
Notice it's not a valley of death, it's the valley of the shadow of death.
所以这里面才说它不是死亡的幽谷，是死荫的幽谷。
A shadow, the shadow of a lion cannot harm you, it's the lion itself.
对，狮子的这个影子是不能伤害你的，是狮子自己才能伤害你。
And so, death cannot harm the sheep, because the shepherd lives.
所以因为牧羊人活着，所以死亡是不能伤害到这些羊的。
And so he can say, I will fear no evil because you are with me.
所以他才说，我不怕遭害，就任何的邪恶我都不怕，因为你与我同在。
Now this is a very real, thing. Death is a very real thing in the world, especially for those that have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以死亡这个事情啊，在今世是非常真实的一个事情，特别是对那些还没有信主的人而言。
Jeremiah, he warned Israel if they continued walking away from the Savior, away from Jehovah, that their destruction would come.
那耶利米啊，他一再的警告以色列人，他们如果再继续这样偏离神、背逆神、走背逆神的路的话呢，他们的毁坏就要临到了。
In Jeremiah chapter 13.
我们翻到耶利米书的十三章。
And verse 15.
十五节。
And he's warning the nation of Israel.
耶利米是在警告整个以色列民族啊。
Hear and give ear, do not be proud, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God, before he causes darkness.And before your feet stumble on the dark mountains, and while you are looking for light, he turns it into the shadow of death and makes it dense darkness.
15-16节，你们当听，当侧耳而听，不要骄傲，因为耶和华已经说了，耶和华你们的神为使黑暗来到，你们的脚为在昏暗山上半跌之先，当将荣耀归给他，免得你们盼望光明，他使光明变为死荫，成为幽暗。
And just as Jeremiah warned the nation of Judah to turn back, because they were walking into a darkness, but it would through the valley, through the shadow of death, but right into the dense darkness where there is no light.
所以耶利米在这里是在警告整个南国犹大国啊，就如果他们继续的这样悖逆下去的话，他们不仅是要走在这个死荫里面，而且这个死荫的尽头呢，就是无尽的黑暗了。
One of the worst things about hell is that there is no light.
所以地狱的最坏的一点呢，就是它是没有光的。
It's dense darkness.
是全然的漆黑呀。
And so, if you have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, that will be your fate, is cast out into utter darkness forever and forever and forever.
所以如果你没有信靠耶稣基督的话呢，你的归宿呢就是那里，就是完全一片漆黑的地方，而且是永永远远都在那里。
But for the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ that has received the light of the world, we only have to pass through a shadow of death. We see it around us. It may even affect our bodies, but it cannot claim our spirits.
但是我们作为信徒的话，我们是已经接受了那生命的光的人的话，虽然我们在这个一路上会看到这个死亡的阴影，也可能它就在我们周围，那甚至它会影响到我们的身体，但是它永远不能伤害我们的灵魂。
Why does a believer not fear death? Because, as David writes, you are with me.
所以为什么信基督的人不怕死呢？因为就像大卫在这里说的，因为你与我同在。
In Romans chapter 8.
我们翻到罗马书八章。
In these triumphant verses that Paul finishes the doctrinal part of the book.
所以在这个一段呢这种颂扬当中啊，这个大卫结束了罗马书前面关于教义的这个部分。
Verse
37. 37节。
Yes, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created things shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以37到39节啊，是一段得胜的宣言呢。他说，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了，因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事是将来的事，是高处的是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
We need not fear any evil because of the fact that he is with us and with us forever.
所以我们不用害怕任何的邪恶和伤害，因为他与我同，是与我同在。
Not only that, he says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
而且不仅如此啊，大卫接着说，他说，你的杖，你的竿都安慰我。
The shepherd, you had two instruments that he used, a rod and a staff often.
牧羊人是有两个工具的，一个是杖，一个是杆。
The rod was an instrument of defense and an instrument of warfare.
那这个杖是干什么呢？是这个牧羊人自卫以及去打仗用的，就是打这个野兽用的。
It's a symbol of power in scripture.
但在在圣经里面的这个杖呢，是代表能力的。
And it's often that same word is often translated as scepter, like that the kings would hold in their right hand as a symbol of their power and authority.
那在圣经有的地方的这个杖啊，等同于权杖这个词，就是王握在右手中的是宣告他的这个王位、皇权和权威的这个东西，这个权杖。
And it's no doubt that it was the rod that David used to kill the bear and the lion.
那毫无疑问，大卫也是用他的杖啊，来这个杀死熊和狮子的。
It would be the limb of a tree, a very sturdy, strong limb of a tree, like a baseball bat, if you could see it.
他是用这个非常结实的这个树枝或者树干做的，就有点像那个棒球棒那样的。
But the staff was used differently.
但是这个杆呢，是有不同的用途的。
Most often it was used as a walking stick when a traveler would use a staff.
然后有的 比如说行路的人呢会用它当手杖啊就是帮助行走用的。
But shepherds modified their walking staff, a longer pole with a little crook on the end in order to be able to pull a young one out of the flock toward him, say.
嗯，那这个牧人的这个杆呢，它不仅是帮助他走路啊，当拐杖用，而且它这个杆呢很长，而且它的一头呢是有一个钩子的，是方便把这个羊啊拽回来。
And so the rod was a tool of protection. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. The Lord Jesus, as the good shepherd, can protect us from any assault of the devil.
嗯，所以这个无论是杖和杆呢，这两个东西都是用来保护我们的。主耶稣基督就用这两个东西来保护我们，远离一切我们灵魂的敌人呢。
The staff is a tool of His care. He cares for us.He loves us. He draws us back to himself. And so those two instruments are symbols of his protection and his care.
刚才说只有这个杖它是代表保护的，是主耶稣保护我们远离这个危险的。这个杆呢是代表主的关爱的，它是来带领我们关爱我们的，是代表这个意思。这个杆啊。
And he also says in verse 5,You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
第五节他说在我敌人面前为我摆设筵席。
Feasting amidst a world of opposition.
他是在一个敌对的世界里面摆设了一个筵席。
We have the enemies, the three enemies of our three of our enemies are the flesh within. We have the worldaround us, and we have the devil, who's the prince of the power of the air above us.
你看我们的三个敌人是什么呢？一个是我里面的肉体，还有就是我们周围的世界，还有就在空中掌权的邪灵撒旦。
He provides a feast for us. We have not only a feast in the Word of God, but a feast in fellowship with one another and with the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他这里说在众多的敌人面前为我摆设的这个筵席呢是我们跟主之间和跟这个其他的信徒之间的这个团契相交的场所。
I hope that you're making good use of that table that he has spread before you. All the good things that God has given to you is available for you.
所以我很盼望大家能够好好的利用这筵席上神供应给我们的一切的美好的东西，这都是神供应给我们的。
It says you anoint my head with oil.
然后他接着说你用油膏了我的头。
Now, what I've read is that flies, particularly some bad flies in the east can infect the eyes of the sheep.And so they land on the sheep's head, and they go then crawl to the eyes and infect the eyes. And so what the shepherd does is he puts oil on their heads so that the flies don't want to land in the oil. And so it protects them from these insects.
那我从书里读到在中东的那个地方呢这个有一些这个苍蝇其实这种不好的那种蝇子啊他们会落到这个羊的头上然后一点点呢爬到那个羊的眼睛里面就是把羊的眼睛弄坏。那为了保护羊远离这些虫子呢这牧羊人就会用油啊这个抹在这个羊的头上那这个苍蝇呢就不会落在这些油里因为苍蝇不喜欢被粘在油里然后就从此由此呢就保护了这些羊不受这些害虫的这个影响。
Now the head speaks of the intellect.
那这个头呢是代表智慧的智能的。
How and the insects, they're like bothersome things that would trouble our minds.
那这里面的这些讨厌的这些蚊蝇啊，它就代表的就是影响我们这个思维的，影响我们思考的一些不好的东西，扰扰我们的思
维。Yeah, turn to First John and chapter two.
我们翻到约翰一书的二章。
And verse 20. Here he talks about the anointing of the Holy Spirit that we have. When you have an anointing from the Holy One and you know all things, and we then down verse 27.
我们先读二十节，你们从那圣者受了恩膏，并且知道这一切的事。然后我们跳到二十七节。
But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it is taught you, you will abide in him.
二十七节，你们从 主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的，你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
So the lies of the devil, they're just like flies that bother the eyesight of the sheep. So the anointing that we have received by the Holy Spirit, theyprotect us from the lies of the devil.
所以这个撒旦的这个谎言呢，就像这些小虫子会影响羊的这个眼睛一样，它会影响我们的这个思维。但是呢，这个圣灵恩膏了我们，我就保护我们远离这些撒旦的谎言。
And then he says, "My cup runs over."
然后再回到诗篇二十三篇，他说我的福杯满溢。
Not only is there a full cup for me, but there's provision made for others as well.
所以这个杯啊，不仅是我可以喝饱，因为满了，而且可以流出来给别人呢。
Then the last verse, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
第六节，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我却要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
When we look back at all our experiences with the Lord, we can see his goodness and mercy, how it has completely filled up the past.
所以当我们回顾我们的一生啊，看到主赐给我们的一切的恩惠和这个怜悯恩典的时候，我们就像这个我们的一路啊都滴满了脂油啊。
But he said that goodness and mercy is going to follow me all the days of my life. That is this day, next day, every day.
而且不仅如此，这个恩惠慈爱啊，还会永远随着我，就包括今天，也包括明天、后天，每一天。
And so he looks back to see the history of God's faithfulness, and he can see now, today, God's working the same way, and in the future.He says, and I will, all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the future.
所以这句话它包括了过去、现在和将来三个部分。他回顾过去主的伟大的信实，然后他看见今天主依然他的恩惠慈爱依然在伴随着他，然后还有将来他永远都会住在耶和华的殿中。
So David'sGreat testimony in this very short little psalm, and I would have loved to have heard him sing it in person. Maybe you and I will someday.
所以大卫的这首诗这么短的一首诗啊，是他的一个特别美好的、伟大的一个见证啊。我真的特别盼望有一天能够亲耳听到他本人来唱这首歌。
For the sheep of God, the past is.Taken care of. The present, there's no need to worry. The shepherd is looking after us. And for the future, we can rest secure in his perfect work will accomplish all of it for us because he loves us.
对我们羊来说，过去呢，主一直都在保护带领我们。今天呢，他依然在看顾我们，引导我们。未来呢？他给了我们充足的确据，我们一定会 就是胜利的走完这一条路的。
The Lord bless you. Harold, please.
愿主祝福大家。
Very good. Well, the psalm is, it's a wonderful psalm. And frankly, every way you look at it, it's still beautiful.
所以这首诗篇啊，这是一首非常奇妙的诗篇。你从任何角度看它，它都是非常的美的。
And just in a minute, I'm going to give you one other way to look at it.
那我就用一分钟的时间啊，然后给大家再讲一下另外一个看这个诗篇的角度。
If you count all the good things that the Lord does for you in Psalm 23, you'll find that there are 14 of them.
那如果你数一下在诗篇23篇里面主对我们做的所有美好的事情的话，你会发现一共有14个。
So if I were writing the Psalm, this is the way I would like to read it. I would like to read itJust with 7 themes, that would be my first objective.
那我如果读这个诗篇的话呢，我会先读七个主题啊，这是我的第一个目标。
So I'm going to read the 7 that I would like to be there.
那这七个呢，是希望我自己也是得着的。
Number 1, the Lord is my shepherd.
第一个呢，就是耶和华是我的牧者。
Number 2, I shall not want.
第二个呢，我必不致缺乏。
Number 3, he makes me to lie down in green pastures.
第三呢，就是他使我躺卧在青草地上。
Number 4, he leads me beside still waters.
第四个呢，他领我在可安歇的水边。
Number 5, at the end of verse 5, my cup runs over.
然后呢，第五个呢，是在第五节里面的，他使我的福杯满溢。
Number 6, surely goodness and mercy follows me all the day of my life.
那第六个呢是第六节里面的，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Number 7, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
那第七个好处呢，就是我要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
That's the way I would like it to be.
这是我想要成为这样，我想要得着的。
But verse 3 introduces another 7 things he does for me.
然后第三节开始呢，是开始讲了七个另外主为我做的事情。
Verse 3 says he restores my soul.
第三节说他使我的灵魂苏醒。
Oh, I'm so sad to think that my soul needs to be restored.
这就意味着我的灵魂 是睡着的，我需要被唤醒。这个想法真的是让我很悲伤。
My soul needs to be restored because I was a sinner.
我的灵魂之所以要被唤醒，是因为我是个罪人。
And I needed someone to come in and pick me up when I fell down.
所以我需要当我跌倒的时候，有人能过来把我扶起来。
I needed someone who would understand my weakness and my failing and would help me.
我需要一个人，他能够明白我的软弱，明白我的感觉，来帮助我。
And so what do these 7 teach us?
那这七点教导我们了什么呢？
Number 1, he restores my soul.
第一个呢，他使我的灵魂苏醒。
And then number 2, he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
然后第二个呢，就是为自己的名引导我走义路。
Isn't that wonderful? I got out of the way and he led me back.
所以这多么好呢，我走错了路，我走歪了路，他又把我带回来了。
And even if my problem were so great, number 3, verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil.
那我的情况如此糟糕啊，就像这个第四节说的，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，但是也不怕遭害。
My God is a good restorer.
我的神真的是一个极好的这个恢复的人呢。
And not only that, verse 4, the fourth through, I've lost count, thou art with me.
这应该是第四点啊，你与我同在。
And as he restores me, he's going to use his rod and his staff, and they're going to comfort me.
他把我带回来以后呢，他会用他的杖和竿来安慰我。
And then he's going to prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
然后接下去的就是他在我的敌人面前为我摆设筵席。
And he's going to anoint my head with oil.
然后他用油膏了我的头。
So two sevens, the perfect development in my life as I walk with him. And number two, the perfect restoration when I fail and when I need to be brought back. Hallelujah.
所以你看这有两个七组准备我做的事。第一组就是我跟着他的时候的得到所有的好处。另外一组呢就是当我走丢了，当我失败了，我跌倒的时候，主是怎么把我重新带回来的。
All right, let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that you're a good shepherd.
主，我们要感谢你，你是一个好牧人。
And you know, Lord, that we need a good shepherd. I need a big good shepherd. We all need a good shepherd.
主啊，你知道我们需要好牧人，我也需要好牧人，我们都需要好牧人。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my shepherd.
主耶稣啊，感谢您成了我的牧者。
Help us, Lord, each of us to listen to the shepherd and to hear his voice and follow him.
主啊，求你帮助我们每一个人，让我们听牧人的声音，让我们跟着他。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all.